3838 or online at AmericanFinancing.net. American Financing, America's home for home loans.
One man, one goal. Yeah, one vision.
The Rod Arquette Show on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS.
All right, welcome back to the Rod Arquette Show as we continue with our live broadcast from Home Depot down here in the Fort Union area, along with Nouveau H2O. We invite you to come on by tonight and find out more about this innovative water softening system. We'll be here for about another 20 minutes. The election, as I've been talking about all day today, 2 weeks away from today, as a matter of fact. But, you know, even if the election does not turn in favor of Donald Trump, I don't know if he'll go away, but he'll disappear for a little while. But the question is the anger that he is hooked into or that has been stirred up as a result of his campaign, will that anger go away? On our newsmaker line to talk about that right now is Joel Kotkin. He's an author, a fellow. We've had Joel on the show numerous occasions. Matter of fact, as I spoke with Joel earlier today, he was mentioning he's on his way here to Salt Lake City for a speech and then up to Boise. And I asked Joel, first of all, will the Trump anger, whatever anger we're going through in this country after the election, is it going to go away?
Well, you know, I think part of it is that the anger was there beforehand. So he just reaped it. But the basic reasons are there: stagnating wages, a growing sense that the country is pretty much being controlled by, by large companies and by sort of entrenched interests, mainly on the coast, who are not at all sympathetic to the needs of the middle class and the interior. I mean, those divisions are there. And, one of the things that I try to point out is, there is no great support for an expanded Washington. It's certainly not 1932, and I don't even think it's 1964. I mean, I think there is no consensus that we need to have this massive increase in the influence of the federal government over everyone else. Hillary is going to be elected, in my mind, because the candidate she's running against is awful.
Let me ask you, you write a lot about Barry Goldwater and what happened in 1964 and what Goldwater's his candidacy brought about. Explain that a little bit further, if you would, please.
Well, I think one of the things about Goldwater, we now remember him, as a very elderly man, a guy who, had, tremendous respect in his last period in office, and then as an elder statesman. But if you go and you look at the clips of Goldwater in 63, 64, this was a pretty harsh guy. And this was somebody who was suggesting positions that very few people at the time, including many Republicans, would have supported. But what he did is he opened the door to thinking in a more radical way about policy towards the Soviet Union, towards reducing the size of government, going back to more of a federal system, elements of which both President Nixon and more particularly President Reagan later put into office. It's not unusual in American history or history in general that the first person to sort of raise issues is and who is sort of a revolutionary figure gets shot down to be replaced eventually by either more conciliatory people, by people who are more politically adept, or, certainly in the case of Reagan, certainly more pleasant to deal with.
What issues, in your opinion, Joel, has Donald Trump latched onto that in the future another candidate could, maybe in a better way, latch onto and be successful in a presidential run?
Well, there are several. One, obviously, is the whole big issue of globalization and the concentration of power. I thought it was very interesting that Trump, of all people, Sanders jumped on this AT&T merger almost immediately. Hillary Clinton's probably in the back room counting, looking at polls and how much money did she get from each of them? But the bottom line is that issue, the issue of undocumented immigration. The immigration issue is very complicated, but there is a problem with undocumented immigration in the minds of most Americans. When people say, "Well, he's anti-immigrant," well, he hasn't really said anything generally against legal immigrants, except those from Muslim countries, and you know, I certainly mm-hmm. don't defend that. But these are issues that people are concerned about. I think there is a greater sense that the country is being controlled by a very small minority, which has access, you know, controls the universities, has control of most of the mainstream media, and is deeply entrenched in the bureaucracy. I mean, we see this here in California, where you know much of the really radical stuff doesn't even come necessarily from the legislature, which you know is not necessarily the most moderate in history either.
No,
but also by a bureaucracy which, you know, who goes into government today? Who the, you know, in the old days, if you had, let's say, an environmental agency, it may have been filled with people who were from oil and gas industry or had some sort of economic orientation. Nobody does that anymore. It's all, you know, environmental science graduates from universities, all of whom believe the same things.
Joel, do you see anybody out there? You know, Reagan, as you say, was, you know, spoke on behalf of Barry Goldwater, gave that magnificent speech back in 64, A Time for Choosing.
Right.
Do you see anybody in the future or in the on the Republican side or the conservative side of things right now who could be that next guy who seizes on the issues that have been raised during this campaign but deliver them in a way that the American public will accept better?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm not a great expert, mm-hmm. you know, on this, but I would certainly think, you know, Senator Sass of Nebraska is certainly one of those people. You know, conceivably Ryan, although I think he is very tethered to a lot of orthodoxies, which would be a hard sell. I mean, those are certainly, you know, two people. Certainly somebody who speaks better, clearly has better control over the issues. I mean, you know, more than anything else, I mean, Trump is an ignoramus. I mean, that's the, you know, the worst part of it, is you just can't wait. Can you imagine waking up in the morning and Donald Trump is president?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, who knows what this guy would do? I mean, he hasn't brought up the, you know, important issues like separation of powers or, you know, the roles of the states and federalism, because I don't even think they register with him.
Mm-hmm. How, if in fact, 2 weeks from today, Hillary is elected, how does she deal with the country's anger over the next 4 years?
Well, she's going to have to deal with it. It's going to be very difficult. The piece I'm working on now is her biggest problem is going to be with her left of her own party,
mm-hmm.
who are never going to be satisfied with, you know, sort of more moderate Bill Clinton kind of politics, and are going to be trying to push her to the left. So she's going to have to deal with that anger, you know, the more extreme feminists, the environmentalists, the urbanists, the Black Lives Matter. These lobbies are all going to be groups that she's going to deal with. And she's going to have to figure out some way of connecting with middle America. You know, she can't go around and say, well, these are the deplorables. If she could rediscover the Hillary Clinton, who in 2008 campaigned in the Rust Belt and really resonated with voters, or the Hillary Clinton who actually resonated with upstate New York voters, maybe she could recover it. I think she may be, at this stage of her life, too far gone, too sort of embedded into sort of Washington groupthink to actually be able to address these issues. I just don't know if she can do it anymore. But she had the talent to at least connect with those kinds of voters. Of course, she can get up there and say, unlike Donald Trump, I'm from the middle class. I'm from a Chicago suburb. I'm somebody, mm-hmm. you know, who does not come from a privileged background. And maybe she could connect that way. I just think that, you know, she's been around so long. I mean, I've always thought that the Hillary Clinton of 2008 would have probably made a much better president than the Hillary Clinton of 2016.
All right, Joel Kotkin on our Newsmaker line talking about the anger that Donald Trump has latched onto in this country, and you hear it from a lot of people out there, even after the election. That anger is not going to go away. A lot of people are feeling out of touch. They feel the country is being controlled by a small group of very powerful, very rich people, and they want a say in what this country is doing, and that's not going to go away with Hillary. And we'll see if it goes away if Donald is elected as well. All right, more coming up on the Rod Arquette Show. As we mentioned, we are broadcasting live today from Home Depot here in the Fort Union area, 1310 East Park Center Drive. We're here for a few more minutes, and we've been talking about the Nuvo H2O water softening system. Now, what makes this unique? Well, Nuvo H2O's new technology, it uses citrus rather than salt, so you don't have to worry anymore about hauling all those bags of salt down into the basement or whatever area where you have your water softener and fill it up after about 4 to 6 weeks. Now, what are the benefits of Nuvo H2O? Well, they not only stop scale from forming, you don't want that on your bathroom fixtures, but they also remove existing scale in the home. It's easy to install, very, very easy to maintain. Not only is the Nuvo H2O system easy to install, but maintenance is much simpler than the traditional soft water, salt softeners. You only have to replace the cartridge about every 6 months rather than bother with salt about every month. Depends on how much water you use. Now, if you want to check it out, they're carried in all Home Depots throughout the state of Utah. So if you're interested in exploring the Nuvo H2O water softening system, just swing by any of the Home Depot systems and take a look at it. All right, more coming up on the Rod Arquette Show. Right now, let's get a news update. Here's Andy.
Thanks, Rhonda.